Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, you know what? I found out what the problem was. You know what the problem was? I didn't call in. when you call in, it all pops up.
Oh, you, the host, did not call in.
No, I didn't call in, so it's not going to start. We weren't even on the air, but now we're on. Let me call Marion up right quick.
Okay.
Hold on just 1 second.
Yes.
Hey, Marion.
Hey.
Hey, I'm in now. Guess what the problem was? I didn't call in at first myself as the host. That's what the problem was.
Okay.
Raheem told me that he's going to text me because he's at his grandmother's house, so he said he's going to text me when he comes in.
Okay.
Yes,
ma'am, I'm
here.
Okay, I can look at Sister Gidget. What's up, Queen?
Are
we ready live or what? Are we live or what?
Yeah, we're live.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah, live.
Well, I guess...
But there's nobody in here with us right now. Maybe that's because you guys had 6:15 on the paper.
Well they're not supposed to start calling to 6:15, but we need to do an intro.
Oh, okay. So what's the intro?
Okay, well, I guess we get started, Sister Marilyn. Are you ready, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Let's get it started. Good evening, everyone. Assalamu alaikum, hotep, hola, hello, good afternoon. I hope I covered everybody. Welcome to Nation Building's Meet and Greet. This is our first one, but it's not our last one. We're going to have some sisters, I hope, calling in about the next, really about 4 more minutes. But we want to kind of give you some guidelines and some rules. Now, I did put this up on the post, but we want to be very brief because we want to give everybody an opportunity to call in. We want you to call in, give us your name, the city in which you live, your age range. You don't have to say your age if you're between 20 and 30 or 40 and 50, et cetera. And just something very unique and special about yourself. We want to keep it clean. We're going to be decent. We're going to be ladies. Gentlemen, I expect the same. So we're going to hear from our co-founder now, Sister Marilyn Muhammad.
Well, Sister Gidget, hello. My name is Sister Marilyn Muhammad. Welcome to Single's meeting, greet. Thank you, Sister Gidget. Basically, you said it all, so, you know, really, I don't have too much to go into. I'm excited to have everyone. Is that a line somebody calling in?
Actually, I'm calling people. I'm calling Raheem up right now.
Okay.
Yes, okay.
I heard this.
Yes, ma'am. Well, why you think it's important that we're doing this, Sister Marilyn?
Well, you know, basically, you know, and you know, we talk about, you know, family, Nature building consists of community, family, and marriages, and I think it's very important for us to, you know, in order for you to build a nation, you have to, you know, you have to have a family, and you have to have a strong family. So I think it's very important, you know, for us, you know, to start working on, you know, strengthening the family, especially, you know, in the nation, you know, us as, you know, Black people. So I think this is an opportunity for, you know, one of us to get to, you know, meet and greet and we go from there.
Yes, ma'am. And I understand that we have our founder, Brother Rakeem Khalik Muhammad, on the line. Brother Rakeem, are you with us?
Oh, I'm in the building. I'm in the building. How's the family?
Alaikum, sir.
Hi, sir.
Alaikum salam.
So, Brother Rakeem.
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Why do you think this is so important? Now, do you think it's important at all? What's going on? Why singles need to meet?
It's very important because you've got a lot of single men looking for single, you know, single brothers looking for single sisters. A lot of single sisters, they want single brothers to pursue them, or in some cases, the sister pursue the brothers. However, you know, however that may go at times. I mean, it's up to the individual. But we don't encourage that. But sometimes that's the way the ball bounces. But
yes, sir.
It's good because in Islam, not only Islam, if you believe in God, period, whether you call him Allah, Yahweh, Elohim, Jah, whatever you call him, one half of your faith is marriage.
Yes, sir.
And so, in order to have a balanced faith in Almighty God, you must have a husband or a wife. Because if you don't have a husband or wife, that means you will live your life imbalanced, meaning ain't a damn thing gonna work for you trying to do, you know, trying to do it all by yourself.
Absolutely.
It might work for a time period, but everything have an expiration date, including us. And so we got to make the best of our lives, and we got to find someone to help us make the best of our lives, which is a helpmeet.
Well, I also, and I hope he's prepared because I did warn him. Brother Caesar, are you on the phone?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
All right.
That's my big cousin.
You can't just be back there. We're man and the boy. You got to participate. So, Brother Caesar, are you single?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
You looking?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it seems like everybody on the panel is single, except for me. I'm married to work and nation building. That's my husband. So
I'm married to Black people.
I'm married too, Queen. I'm married.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. No, we're getting Brother Rakeem married this year to somebody.
Okay.
Will somebody please marry my little brother?
Take him off our hands, please.
Listen. My thing is this right here. As long as it's a God-fearing sister, when I say God-fearing, I'm going to be honest with you. In the Nation of Islam, you got some brothers say, okay, I just want an MGT. MGT, if you're on the line, don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me at all because some of y'all, most of y'all know y'all taken. I don't know why y'all faking. Most of y'all good ones are taken. But my thing is this. As long as there's a God-fearing woman who believe in God and who gonna let that damn swine, won't let the swine blow up mine, means she gonna put it down, we good.
Okay. And Brother Caesar, what you looking for, Brother Caesar?
He just said the same thing, man. I'm looking for a single woman that I don't really care about what she does, but I'm looking for a nice Christian woman. She has to be believing God. She has to be on top of her toes and on top of her P's and Q's. She has to know how to dot her I's and cross her T's. You got, you don't have to be too smart. You don't have to be smarter than me, but you got to be on it. So basically, what I'm looking for also, I'm looking for the same thing that Brother Raheem is looking for.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So we're trying to get two members in our damn family.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do.
As a matter of fact, I'm looking to have a bunch of children, and I want to send like 5 to Sister Gidget and 5 to Sister Marilyn, you know, when I want to have some long time with my wife. You know what I'm saying?
Oh. I am the babysitting auntie. Yes, I will. I will sit. I will babysit and I will spoil them rotten. You're going to want to send them back to me, but they're yours. You can keep them.
Exactly.
So I think it's about time for some of our sisters to be calling in and giving us a brief bio of yourself and your location and a unique quality about you. So Brother Caesar is going to let us know when somebody calls in. But in the meantime, Sister Marilyn.
Yes, ma'am. You know, I'm like, okay, you know, she called my name like that, so wonder what she have on her mind. Yes, ma'am.
What do you have on your mind?
I want to know, why does she think, in particularly being a single female, why is marriage so important?
Wow, Sister Gibbons, you put me on the spot.
We already not on the market. You're not available. Do not call, brothers. Let me make that clear, brother. Do not call inquiring about Sister Marilyn.
My big sister's not single. Listen, I'm gonna tell. Like I said on. I will see this on the page. My cousin knows me. My cousin, Big Caesar, he knows me. I'm the same way in person as I am on the page, and I'm going to warn all you brothers, if you're a buzzard and you thinking that you can get with my sister Marilyn, don't even think about it. She's already taken. She's already taken. So all the buzzers, y'all can stop flapping your wings and stop flying over her, you know, thinking that y'all can get with her, because that just ain't happening.
And stop inboxing me and asking. The answer is no. All right?
My answer is hell no.
Hey, Sister Marilyn.
Hell no.
Let me ask you a question. Why are you not looking? I mean, what's the deal?
She's taken.
No, I'm in a relationship.
Okay, you're in a relationship. I got you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, why are you on this call?
Well, I'm basically on the panel because I am the co-founder, so I said I'll help out.
Okay.
I got you.
She's a co-founder.
Yes, sir.
She's got to be here.
Right.
Yes, sir.
And yes, I'm sir. Here because Brother Raheem won't pay me unless I am.
Oh, that's right, Queen.
Yes,
I'm going to pay you. And listen, and you're the one going to help me find my wife, and you won't have no nieces and nephews if you don't, you know, you don't help me. So, hey.
That's right, but she has to be qualified. She has to be qualified. I don't play that with my little brother. Absolutely.
Oh, no. Listen, I'm going to tell you something, sister. If you make less than $100,000 a year, don't even think about it. I'm serious.
Oh, please.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm going to be honest with you. The type of brother I am, I don't give a damn if a sister lives in a damn dirt hut. I'm serious. If she's a good woman, I'm down.
Well, I care if she lives in a hut. That means she got a dirt floor and she's not clean. I care. I'm sorry.
Queen, let me tell you something. As long as she ain't got no chicken crumbs on the floor, we good.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Well, no one's calling yet, Caesar?
No.
Oh, come
God.
On.
Okay.
Oh,
come on.
It's 6:26 now. So we've been on the phone now about maybe 15 minutes. I assume they'll start calling in any minute.
Yes, sir. I hope so. Because, you know, we really want to unite our family, you know, because that's
right.
What nation building is really all about. It's about families and communities. And we have so many beautiful brothers and sisters that have a desire to get married. It's hard for one another. Your wife might not be in your same city. So, you know, thanks for technology that we're able to reach out across seas and countries and mountains and valleys and communicate with one another. So you never know where your queen or king may be.
That's true. That's true.
Right.
Hey, Caesar,
yes,
do me a favor. Can you check the frequencies and see if it's going to another planet? Can it reach another planet?
Hold on for a second. Let me check real quick. I'm gonna refresh the page.
Okay.
And I'm asking them where they are right now.
It's me, you, Marilyn, Raheem, and Sister Gabriel.
Okay, take this off. I don't think the woman that I'm looking for is on this planet, really.
Well, Raheem, most of the time you're not on the planet, so that's not a challenging issue.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm always in another world. I'm always in another world. My brother, my cousin Caesar, he always in another world, too. So, you know, my thing is, if a sister get with us, she definitely got better.
Hey,
you got to be on her feet,
yeah,
seriously.
Yeah.
You got to be on Pluto, and... You know, she gotta be on a P's and Q's, seriously. We don't want no anybody. Believe that. And I'm gonna marry Sister Gidget off too.
I beg your pardon, you're gonna do what, sir?
I'm gonna marry you off too. I'm gonna have to.
Honey, there's not a brother out there that wanna deal with me. Trust me. Take a poll.
Yeah, man. Listen. As a matter of fact, what I'm gonna do, sister, I'm gonna hook you up with some dates. These brothers gonna start charging. They're gonna start paying me for a date. Seriously. Hey, you want to go out and have dinner with my sister? You want to pay me for the? You gonna give me the money? The price you gonna pay for a meal?
Oh, brother, what that's called, and I'm not gonna say it, but really?
Oh yes, really. I'm serious. I'm like, you know, you gotta pay me for our conversation. Seriously. She comes to stay with you. You gotta give me. Listen, it's almost like I'm a consultant, right? I'm a consultant. You gotta pay me about, let's say, $200 an hour.
No, sir.
My sister gonna give you nothing but conversation. That's all she will give you. Conversation. Don't look for nothing else. I mean, nothing else. Don't look for nothing else. You look for something else, then you know you gotta pay the piper.
Oh my God.
Okay.
We're
gonna go on somewhere else. Okay, seriously, Lord. Okay, so Brother Caesar, tell me why you want to be married. What is your reason? Why you want to be married?
Because it says in the Bible that every person has a mate, so I want to do right by the Bible. I want to do right by God. I want to do right by myself. So that's one of the reasons I want to be married. And the other reason is because I'm looking for, basically, I'm not looking to get married, not right now, but eventually I would be, because basically my job comes first. I have my job that comes first. Black Caesar Records is my wife, so I'm married to the game of music. But you know, if I find somebody in the meanwhile, and she's somebody that, you know, wants me for me and not for the money that I have, what I'm doing for the fame, then that's pretty agreeable, and that's why I'm looking to be married. I think we have a caller on the phone now. I don't know who it is. They got their number blocked, but we have somebody on the phone lines. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I guess that would be me. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
assalam.
Excuse me, I couldn't hear you.
Okay, can you hear us now, sister? I said wa alaikum salam. How are you?
Just fine, ma'am. I can hear you.
Okay, and who are you?
Sister Michelle, 2X.
Okay, assalamu alaikum,
sister Michelle. Sister Michelle.
Okay.
I knew that voice sounded familiar.
Yes, sir, Brother Rakim.
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. I'm in the building.
Okay. Well, Sister Michelle in the house, okay? No.
All right, Sister Michelle, you going to share with us something about yourself?
Yeah, I wasn't really sure, you know, how this was going or anything. I thought we were supposed to call in and get some information about ourselves, I guess.
I'm waiting on you. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Okay, well, like I said, I'm Sister Michelle 2X. I'm out of, I'm originally from St. Louis. I'm out, I'm living here in San Diego, California right now with Mosque number 8. I have 8 children. One of them is deceased.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
You know, I get a lot of time out in the community, you know, with the young people and this. You know, just continue what minister has done, you know, stop the killing. I don't know what else you want to know.
I want to know why you want to get married.
Why do I want to get married? Well, the main reason I want to get married, because I see marriage in a couple of ways. One, just for me personally, it's a duty to Allah, and we should strive, you know, to do everything we can to make a positive effect on our nation. And since strong families and marriages in that family, it's good for our nation and it builds up the nation. That's
yes,
one
ma'am.
Reason I want to get married. Another reason is that marriages have your faith. And another reason is that, you know, a woman or a man is incomplete without their mate.
That's right.
And since I've been told that in order to really become a God, you need your other half, well, shoot, I want to become a God. So that's mainly my reason, you know, besides the other reason, companionship and all like that.
Well, yeah,
yes,
companionship is something that's definitely needed. I mean, there should be no man or no woman without someone that they can call their companion. I don't mean you get with anybody and say, I'm with this person
right.
because I'm lonely or don't have nobody. Because you could get
mm-hmm.
with somebody. And I know what it feels like to be with somebody and still feel like you're all alone by yourself. I know that feeling all too well. So, therefore, you definitely want to match yourself up with someone whom you can call your companion, your best friend.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, because I strive to make Allah sufficient. So that's why I gave those reasons and not something like loneliness. But, of course, for companionship, that's a big word there because I would like someone to pray with and to study with, companions especially in that way. And it's not about love for me. It's about finding, you know, someone I'm more compatible with. Because if you're compatible with this person, love will come. If you respect this person, love will come. So love is not that big old, you know, top of the list thing for me. It's on the list, but it's not at the top of the list.
Well, I'm putting it like this. LL Cool J said this. He put it perfectly in one song, I Need Love. He said, honor, respect,
mm-hmm.
admiration. No, he said, friendship, trust, honor. Friendship, trust, honor, respect, admiration. All of that is love. So if a man respects
mm-hmm.
you, that's love. If he disrespects
right.
you, that
yes,
means
sir.
There's no love at all. So
mm-hmm.
love, not only will love come, that's the beginning of love right there. It's there already.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Right.
Okay, well, Sister Michelle 2X, thank
yes,
you
ma'am.
So much. And listen, you got to come on Nation Building and let us know if someone inboxes you as a result of this show.
All right, so do I hang up now or?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. We want to get, well, do we have any other callers waiting? We want to give everybody the opportunity to call in.
Okay, let me ask
you
a question. Are you listening to us right now from your computer?
No, I'm never able to get it on the computer. I always have to use the number.
Okay. I don't think Radio Blog Talk, Radio blog, I don't think if you want to listen to the show, you know, I don't think you have to hang up to listen to the show. I mean, if that's the only way you can listen to the show, I don't think you have to hang up, because we have a board that you know, we still can accept calls. So if you want to listen to the rest of the show, hey, you're more than welcome to hang around.
Okay, because I'm not understanding how the brother, how you're gonna pass on this information. I'm a little confused here about, you know, I gave the information, but what's next, you know? Does the brother hear the sister or what?
What happens is that we wanted to give a 30-minute span of sisters that call in and give us a brief bio of themselves. And then hopefully the brothers are listening as you all call in. And then actually call in and give information, but we wanted to know, you know, like by them listening to you and selecting you, and maybe they'll send you an inbox message saying, you know, hey, I heard you on the Blog Talk Radio show, I'm interested or whatever. And we don't want to know particulars. We don't want to know who it is or anything like
right.
that. We want to know that if someone actually responded to you from the show.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
All right.
We're trying to get in your business. We just want to know. So hopefully we can we doing matchmaking, but don't tell nobody.
Oh, yes, ma'am. But something needs to be done. Unless we going to sit on the couch and wait on some mystery guy to drop that man or woman in our lives. Well, good luck with that one, okay?
See? You question for that one.
Now, somebody got to do something. Somebody got to take the first step. You know, a lot doesn't help us until we help ourselves. A lot don't change our condition until we first change our condition. So this is good, you know. Let's not get this settled on some little words called matchmaking. Not matchmaking here. You're putting people in touch with one another. Don't get twisted now. Ain't no matchmaking going on here. You ain't giving me no name or nothing, sister, okay? You know what I'm saying? You're just doing your duty to a lot, opening it up.
Thank you so much, sister. You know I'm always on the front. I'm always in trouble, but at least I'm on the front line trying. Now.
That's right, ma'am. But are you in trouble with a lie? See, that's what you got to worry about. You know, not whether you're in trouble with me or somebody else. Are you in trouble with a lie? Then you in some trouble.
I'm just in trouble with the law.
With the law? Well, I don't see no breaking of a law here. And I try to study the law, ma'am, okay? And I just don't see it, you know? But if you keep putting it out there, then you invite trouble. So don't put it out there, sister. Don't invite none to your house that you don't want to come. You know, no one come visit. But they used to say, don't sweep up trouble. Put
yes,
that
ma'am.
Broom down, sister. Put it down, okay?
You're
fine.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Jill, I got something for trouble. Trouble cut them out. I got something for trouble. Believe that. I don't got the crawl. You know how you got the crawls and the vinegar, or the garlic for the vampires or whatever? I got something way stronger than that. I got a gun, a Bible, and a crime.
Brother Rakim, stop. Brother Rakim, you have trouble on your door. It says all trouble is welcome here, but be careful upon entering. Because Brother Rakim is on the other side, okay?
Oh, my God. Okay. Moving on, y'all.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, Sister Michelle.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. We appreciate your call. But I really want to hear from our sisters because we're running into our brother's time here. So if we only got one sister that's called in, I'll take one brother. I want to hear from some of my FOI who are out there ready. They always on the page talking about they looking for a wife. Come on, talk to me. Talk black to me.
I'm from
the law, ma'am. Thank you.
And remember, this is Sister Michelle 2X.
Yes, ma'am.
Michelle 2X. Yes, ma'am.
Before you got the phone, Sister Michelle, you got a good speaking voice. You're good company for the panel, so just feel free to call us anytime you want to. Just don't bring
I will feel free, okay? Yes,
just
sir.
We don't make our home.
Hey guys. I don't know if you guys know this, but you know the show's recorded, so
these shows, we can actually send this off. Like this right here, this show right here, I'm going to shoot this out to about 5,000 people. So doing that, you know, they'll hear Sister Michelle's voice, and they still can call in and see what's going on. So, Michelle, you need to give them a little bit more info. Oh, she's gone. Because they're not giving enough info. They need to give some more info, like their Facebook page or, you know, some kind of way that they can reach them. If they got a website, they need to put that out there. If they got an email, that would be good also. That's sufficient. So they need to give a little bit more information with a bio.
Yes, sir.
Good point,
yes,
Jesus.
Absolutely. Good
point.
Thank you,
Pat.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's
sir.
My cousin, y'all. That's my big cousin, I'm telling you.
All right. I want to hear from an FOI now. I want to hear from my brother.
That's right. Mighty FOI. Let's go.
FOI. Let me tell y'all something about an FOI, y'all. You know, because everybody listening may not be a Muslim, but I just want to share this with the women in particular and the public in general. There is no other brother like an FOI. I don't know what teachings do for the men in particular, but they so handsome and they are so much of the gentleman. I mean, you know, they are the Denzel Washingtons of the neighborhood. I mean, they are just regal when you see them. There is no other brother like an FOI. And I'm talking about not just as a husband or someone in the court, just as a friend or as a brother in faith and in spirit and in love. So I'm going to dedicate this show to my brothers, the FOI, because I love you all so much. I can never thank Allah for you enough. I no words, absolutely no words. So I just want to thank y'all for letting the God show through you guys. I love you, FOI. Now, that's all I want to say.
Sister, let me ask you a question. I'm not really familiar with the nation, so can you tell me what a what'd you say?
FOI means the fruit of Islam.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Those are our men. They're our security force. They're our foundation. They're our strength. They're our representation. I could go on. But they are the sustainers of Islam. They are the kings. They are the gods of the planet Earth. I could go on. But I'm not going to do that. But Sister G got mad love for y'all. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. And I'm going to give a shout-out to my brothers, Forrest, Jason, Rashid, Jerome, Nation Building Brothers. Where y'all at? Vernon. Where y'all at? Ma'am?
No, I'm right here, right behind you, Sister Gibbons.
That's like the FOI, man, I'm telling you. So, Brother Caesar? Brother Caesar, did we lose him?
Caesar,
hiding.
I'm here. My phone was on mute.
Okay.
I'm
sorry.
You can't be on mute because you on point. You got to be on point on the show now. You got to, because you are too.
So, what I'm doing is I'm sending out a couple of text messages to get some more people involved.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. But in the meantime, tell us something about you. What part of the world are you in and stuff like that?
I'm in Tupelo, Mississippi. If you guys don't know where that's at, that's right by Memphis. It's about an hour and 13 minutes away from Memphis. I'm right in the heart of Tupelo. I'm actually in Shannon, Mississippi. That's like about 10 minutes from Tupelo. So that's where I'm located. And I've been here now for about 4 or 5 years. And I've been back and forth. I've been to Chicago. I've lived in Detroit. I've lived in Wisconsin. I've lived I live just about everywhere as far as the map will take me, but that's irrelevant. I've been here for about 5 years now, and this is my home. This is what I love. This is what I do. If you guys don't know what I do music. I look for different people, different scouts. I look for talent, so that's where I am. I'm a talent agency. Black Caesar Records is the name of our group. I deal with other groups. I have United Duo, Graphics. I have Rent Stew, Pay Me, Web Developers. I have, what else do I have? I have Middle Finger U Entertainment, Middle Finger U Enterprise, and that Enterprise is just the umbrella that's over everything else. But we're doing pretty good. God's been good to me. And I've had 6 strokes in the past, though. Like last year, I was stroking out for some reason. They said it was a blocked artery in my above my nose ridge. There wasn't enough air getting to my brain, so I had bleeders. And I got, like, you know, it was, like, in my brain. So it was, like, really, really, like we talked last week, you guys talking about aneurysms. I've always been in fear of my life from aneurysms because I don't know why. Well, I guess my best friend, his mom died of an aneurysm. And, you know, I've always had a fear of aneurysms. So when you were talking last week about that, you guys really woke me up, you know, because I was not sleeping, but, you know, I was kind of like, you know, like we were talking about eating, I just ate everything that I wanted to eat. When I was in the hospital for like 6 months last year, and that was no good because the business wasn't making any money and things were going downhill. But now that I'm out, you know, I praise the Lord for that because, you know, nobody wants to be in the hospital that long. I have to learn how to walk again, learn how to talk again. But due to the powers of God, I got all that together, and I've been doing my radio show now for, 6 years, and I got people, like, hitting me up left and right, wanting me to get a radio show with them, their company, and I just wanted to get my own radio show. So now I have Caesar Radio. I have a website. It's www.caesarradio.com. That's Caesar spelled CEZARadio.com. You can go there and check out what we got going on. We have a tour coming up also that Brother Raheem is going on tour with me as my bodyguard. Brother Raheem has been in law enforcement. He's been in law enforcement for a while. So basically that's why he's going with me, because he's not only my cousin, but he's a good friend. So that's kind of like my life story right there, ladies. If anybody wants to hit me up, you can hit me up on Caesar Radio. CaesarRadio@gmail.com. That's CEZARadio@gmail.com. And my telephone number is 662-995-0679. That's my request.
Let me tell you something.
That's an intro. Fuck you.
Listen, let me tell you something.
Wow.
He done laid it out for you, so there's no excuse why you should you should call the show and say, oh, you should call him and say, I don't really know him. He just gave you every damn thing. You can't say you don't know him. You really don't. I mean, you really can't say you don't know him. He just gave you every damn thing.
Everything.
We have a caller on the phone right now.
Okay,
right,
we got
a caller.
Yeah, we have 347. You can go ahead and talk, and they have a question also. 347 area code.
Yes. Are you there?
Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing, Caesar? It's Deanna. What's going on?
Hey, Deanna. How you doing, girl?
I'm doing great, sweetheart. I'm here to show some love with the single tonight. What's going on with that?
Hey, I'm going to come tell you all about it, man. I'm going to let Sister Giddy tell you about it.
Go ahead, sister. Let me know.
I'm sorry. I didn't catch your name. What's your name?
Deanna.
Deanna. Okay. Yeah, Deanna.
Her name is Vienna. Her name is Vienna with a V in front.
Oh, like Victor. V
okay.
Is Victor?
Yeah. This is my friend from New York. She's from New York City.
Okay.
Well, we're just trying to get single people married. That's what we're about. We're about building families, and, you know, the start of a family is a strong foundation and a good marriage, a good, wholesome, loving, supportive, understanding marriage. And, you know, we just trying to be an avenue for singles to actually be able to come together and converse and meet and see if they can make it happen. That's all we're doing on this end. Tell us something about you.
Well, that's the way it's supposed to be, honey, trying to make things happen. Because if you don't make it happen, nobody else will. And I applaud you for that, girl.
Thank you, ma'am.
Hey,
thank you.
Hey, guys, let me tell you something about Vienna. Vienna is a nice Cuban woman, man. She's Latin. I'm sorry. This woman right here, she's a beautiful woman. She's in New York City, I think. Are you in New York City, Vienna?
Yes, I am, Steve. Yes, I am.
She's a promoter. She's a booking agent. She does it all, man. She does kind of like what I do, but she's a little bit more out there. She has a guy named Cheat Shadas. You guys might have heard of him if you haven't. He's a reggae artist, and I'm going to let her tell you the rest of it. Vienna, you can explain yourself.
All right. Well, my name is Vienna, and I'm the manager for GP Shada. He's a former Wu-Tang Clan affiliate with Protect Your Neck. He was under them for 10 years. Now he's got his own record label called Top Shada Records. I'm also doing a little bit of everything. I'm working on a project called Keep the Peace. We also have our very own Black Caesar involved in our project as well. Praise the Lord. And we have another project that we're working on called Save the Children. That's dealing with children all over the country, trying to take them out of poverty, trying to take them out of the child abuse, just trying to take them, just bringing positivity. That's what it is. It's all about positivity and how we could, you know, make a difference in a child's life.
Yes, ma'am.
Also, I mean, I've done a little bit of everything in the industry. I mean, that's just basically it. What else can I say?
So, Sister Vienna, are you single?
I am very single right now, my sister. Yes, I am.
Well, you know what, sister? My little brother is on the phone. His name is Rakeem Muhammad.
And we make it happen. What's up, Rakeem?
You know something? Hey, listen. That's my big sister. She put me on the spot. She's trying to make a Cuban. She's trying to create a Cuban connection right here. That's what she's trying to do.
But you know. My brother Rakeem is related to everybody from Cuba to Canada, so he got some of everything in him. It matters now. We're just trying to find him a wife. We need somebody that's going to take care of our little brother, make sure that he finds a good sister.
Well, as long as he can take care of me, Julia, we've got money.
My brother is well qualified. I promise.
You know what I'm saying, Maya? Let me tell you something. And I say this not only for men, but I also say this for women as well. All right? Because we could go ahead and find any man that we like and so forth, but they don't have any kind of history on them. You know what I'm saying? Like they don't come with a sign saying, I do this, I do that, this is what I like, this is what I don't like. And we need to all know all these things before we go ahead and get involved with that significant other. You feel me?
Absolutely.
Right.
I agree.
That's right. 100%.
Yes, ma'am.
So we need to come out with some kind of concept, sister, as far as having some kind of an application process. That's the way I like to call it, an application process, where you could go ahead and screen them, and if I get the okay, then I'll go ahead and do what I need to do and get that husband.
I hear you, and the side effects. Men do come with side effects. Yes, ma'am. I hear you. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Well, we put you in charge of that project, Sister Vienna.
Excuse me?
We're putting you in charge of that project, ma'am.
All right, girl. No problem. He's got my email. That's all the applications come.
Well, let me tell you something. This is nation building. Meaning, now, I'm Muslim. You know, so we're Muslims, but we're down with our Christian brothers and sisters. You've been a Cuban. I think you grew up like I did. You grew up Catholic, right?
Yes, I did.
I grew up Catholic too.
Yeah.
We we're all about the business of building our people. You know what I'm saying? We're not looking at religion, but we're looking at our people, because our people have been put in such a terrible condition that nobody has any regards for marriage or decency nowadays. So therefore, it's hard for anybody to find somebody decent. That's why you got decent women with indecent men and vice versa. I mean, you can never find two people, good people good for one another. You never can. That's why the divorce rate is so damn high. I mean,
right.
You never can put two good people together because nobody has the same values and morals nowadays. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to put two people together with the same values, the same morals, so we can make successful unions. That's what we're trying to do.
I absolutely agree. But you know what it is also as far as with relationships? A lot of people, now I came from a domestic violence relationship of 11 years, okay? And I've been in relationships where I'm giving my all, my whole 200%, and my significant other only gives me 50 or 60%, all right? The problem here is that when it comes to relationships, which I've noticed with a lot of women and a lot of men, I'm not going to put myself in that category because that's not me, but when it comes to relationships, as far as that, a lot of people have a tendency of blaming, not blaming the other person, but taking it out on the new person that's coming in, because they think that because they got burned before, they're going to get burned again, or they're going to get hurt again, but they're not giving the other person that opportunity.
Right.
Not to redeem themselves, but to show them that it's okay. It's okay to love me. It's okay for me to love you.
You feel me?
And that's what people, a lot of people that I've worked with, that I've seen, have problems with that. And, you know, they need to overcome that in order for them to move on, in order for them to go ahead and say, you know what, it's okay for me to love again because, hey, just because I got burned last time, that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to get burned again.
Right.
True.
And those things that happen are lessons for us to learn, but we do not have to be afraid whether or not we're going to revisit them because you've learned the lesson. So once you recognize those danger signs, so to speak, when they're coming, you know how to avoid it. You know, you see it a mile away. So you're right. So some of us are harboring resentment from past relationships that are, you know, stopping us from moving forward. I really thank you for that comment, sister, so much.
Oh, yes.
And you know what's funny?
I know
that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I just want to say one more thing. You know, the funny thing is that there's so many. There's so many good men and there's so many good women out there that these men and these women should really open up their eyes to see the goodness that's out there. Just like I said, just because people got burned before, that don't mean that they should go ahead and blame the next person either. You know what I'm saying? Look with your eyes, be open-minded, you know, go in and just let it go with the flow. And get that marriage out of that man. That's right.
I love you to death. This man, I love you. Thank you so much.
Do me a favor. This is what you do for me. Go to go to your page on Facebook. Request Rakeem. That's Rakeem.
Okay.
The link, A-H. Write this down. I want you to write this down. And listen well.
I'm coming, baby. Hold on. All right, what is it? Rakeem?
Rakeem. Rakeem. My middle name is Kalik. Khalllik.
Khalllik.
Yes, ma'am. And last name is Muhammad. Muhammad. Go request me as a friend. I'm about to check your page, y'all. You talk some good shiznit tonight, so hey.
I can't find you, honey. I cannot find you.
You can't find me?
I can't find you, but you know what? You can go ahead and find me.
Caesar will hook that up.
You know something? Caesar gonna hook that up. Don't even worry about it. Caesar gonna hook it up. I had a penalty on me, so therefore, you know, Facebook treated me like a damn criminal, so therefore it was hard for me to request friends.
Let me find out, Rocky. Let me find out.
So they put a block on me where I couldn't add nobody as no friend. So my cousin, DJ Caesar, you know him very well. That's my cousin. That's my flesh and blood. So therefore, you know, I get all your info from him.
Oh, okay, definitely. Yeah, because he has all my info. So you good money, baby. You good money.
Oh, you can go. Hey, listen, I got another page. I'm gonna do like my cousin. I'm gonna give you all my damn information. I'm gonna give you my social security number.
You're gonna give me your birthday certificate. Is that how it goes down?
Hey, listen, I'm gonna give you a copy of my birth certificate and all that good stuff. Check this out.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait. We gotta do the W-2s too, baby. It ain't a birth certificate too. We need to know. We need to know.
Hey, yeah. Damn, my W-2. We're doing a 1099.
Oh my God! And a strength in his DNA. Okay, now
there you go.
Listen, just yes, go to my page. Go check it. If you can't find Rakim Khalid Mohammed, Peoples, Peoples, Fernandez. Go to that page. You'll find me.
Georgetown.
What's that?
You said Peoples Fernandez.
Yeah, Peoples Fernandez.
With a Z. With a Z.
I got it. Peoples. Yeah, no, I got it.
All right.
I hope
that's
the same way. Okay. Did you get my request?
No, ma'am. I'm not. You know, so I'm not even on Facebook right about now. But I will get paid. I'll deal with it. Believe me. Hey, listen. Ain't no good woman going unnoticed on this phone tonight. Believe that. On this radio show.
I'll see you.
Can I say something, guys?
Yes.
I already sent it to your page, Raheem. Her information is on your page.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you. That's my big cuz, man. My big cuz. Hey, listen. My big cuz trying to get him a cousin in his family, a new cousin. So, you know, we working together. I'm going to find him one, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. He's gonna be with you on the tour, Caesar.
Yeah, I'm thinking about. I'm bringing him along also. He worked in law enforcement, so basically he's my bodyguard.
Oh, okay, that's good. That's good. That's really good. Well, I'm gonna see you guys in New York when you guys get here.
Okay.
That's definitely. I had such a great time. Thank you so much, sister, and I hope we can keep in touch.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm pretty sure that we will see you around, Sister Viano.
Yes, and if you're not part of Nation Building, if you're not part of Nation Building, go into Facebook or either Caesar can send you, you know, recommend you. I don't know how that works, but join Nation Building today.
Okay, I will do that. I'll have Caesar go. Caesar, just send me the links.
All right, I'll do that.
All right, you got it. So we'll keep you guys informed as far as we progress. How about that?
Yes, ma'am. Likewise.
Okay.
Thank you, Queen.
All right. Y'all have a good night.
You too.
All right, you too.
Deanna, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, honey. That's not a problem. I'll give you a buzz tomorrow in the morning, Steve.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
My big sister Gidget put me on the spot. That's
all right. Well, and he enjoyed every bit.
That was fun. We're going to incorporate this. You know, we're going to incorporate this. I don't know how my big cousin's schedule is, but we're going to try to do this at least once a week.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I love this. I want to get this out there clear. You know, because I know I already feel it in my bones about like marrying, like, you know, we know that's going to come up. I say it all the time in Nation Building. I'm going to say it here tonight. Nothing supersedes love. I know that a lot of you differ in opinion when it comes to different religions and races and things of that nature, and that's fine. Everybody has to stick to their own conviction. However, I remember Minister Farrakhan using Master Farah Muhammad as a prime example that love supersedes all things, and that's all I want to say about that. So, Brother Caesar, do we have anybody else on the line calling in?
I am so mad at FY
right now. I love you, but I am so mad at y'all.
What do we do?
They not calling in.
Oh, okay. Look, we're going to go to a song right now. This song is by Roscoe Dash. It's called Diamonds, Dollar and Diamonds. So I don't know if it has any swearing in it, but we're going to go to it anyway and check it out, all right? So here it is right here, and we're about to start it.
Yes, sir.
Roscoe, Wild World, the hit team. Dollars and dollars, dollars and dollars, dollars and dollars, dollars and dollars. Money motivator, and it turned around. Money motivator, and it turned around.
Left him about an hour ago. He's doing okay. He's fussy, but that's what I expect.
What's wrong with your son? What happened? What's wrong?
Oh, my son has sickle cell disease.
Oh, I'm sorry, sister.
And I have been so busy, I didn't get a chance to put that post up, Sister Lasandra, but you know you
and
I prayer.
Please don't. Do not do that. Do not do
okay.
that.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Do not do that.
But I just want you to know that we were praying for him, you know. I know it's been a long battle, but, you know, Brother Tom is a soldier. Because Mama is a soldier. Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. All praise you to Allah. But he's doing well. But thank you so much. Thank you for your prayers.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
So, yes, ma'am. This evening, you going to give us the secret details of Sister Lasandra?
I don't know if I'm going to give any secret details of Sister Lasandra today. I don't know. Somebody pushed the button. I don't think that's a good thing today.
Okay, well, tell us this, Sandra. From Tampa, we know that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're single, correct? Last time I heard you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's 24 hours ago.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Yes.
And so are you looking for a mate, ma'am?
I'm looking for a mate, but I do have some issues, and I'm going to be very honest. I love Florida. I moved to Florida. I love Florida. That's all I can say. I love Florida.
So relocating is not an option.
No, relocating is really not an option, especially if there's anything going north, because my body cannot take it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
What's about yourself that we don't know?
I'm a nature lover. I like to travel. What else? Well, you know I like to travel. I like to travel. I'm an avid book reader. If you're not a history reader, the conversation might be very short.
yes, ma'am.
You know, I just, you know, I oh, Lord, it's a lot of things that I do.
Well, tell us why marriage is so important to you, or is it?
Oh, because marriage is very important to me because, you know, we can all say, yeah, it's half your faith, but it's half your sanity as well. But, you know, I was blessed, and I am blessed to be in a family where my mother and father are still together, going on close to 50 years. Raised 13 children, and I had a father who he's still covering down. He's actually graduating with his bachelor's degree on the 18th of May. And
you talk a lot to Dad. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so, you know, he's always said, you know, I'm not saying I want somebody like my dad, but some of his qualities, he's always been a hard worker. I've never known my father to fuss about nothing. If it had to get done, it just had to get done, you know.
Yes. Yes,
and that's what I love, you know. I'm society's men have changed, they really have. And the reason why I think sisters have become so tough because we're not getting that force that we would get from a man, as far as taking care of affairs and handling business. Not saying that it's his fault, because society, you know, overall society has contributed to that. So. But, you know, Sister Gidget and I are some tough sisters. We some tough sisters, you know.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You know, and it's not that we have a problem with submission. That's not the issue. that has never been the issue.
Well, tell me this. Why do you think it has been such a delay besides society issues? Believers in particular and people in general really looking for marriage. I mean, I remember being in high school and, you know, some of my friends were like, couldn't wait to graduate and they wanted to get married like right away. Or some of them found that waiting to after college was actually a struggle because they figured to get married. So what has changed overall to make society in general kind of really make marriage like a third, fourth, fifth, or not even a priority at all?
Well, particularly in the black community, you want me to, because, you know, that's a big question to say if that was overall, but I can say particularly in the black community, it, what made it the interference of other groups within, other ethnic groups within our society. We were, and we always been a collective group. That's how we were. Even in the midst of what we went through throughout history, we were always the group that stayed together, the family foundation that stayed together. But then, out of our own little selfishness at a certain point, we desired what other people wanted. You know, of course we want to have the nice house and the vacation, you know, for 2 weeks paid. Well, personally, I need a month. But, you know, of course we desire those things. So it was easier for a person to go and pursue that by themselves than dealing with somebody with them and having to deal with a family,
dealing with
children. My parents were the kind of parents, they just started taking vacations about 15 years ago.
Yes, ma'am.
Because their attitude was, we got to make sure that these children are okay. Now, mind you, I'll be 45 this year. My parents started taking vacations 15 years ago.
Come on. Wow.
Because the goal was to make sure everything was secured, the children were taken care of, the house was paid off, you know.
Yes.
Make this heaven, and then when we get through making this heaven here, then if we want to go to Colorado, let's go to Colorado. But right now, you know, we desire so much of what this world wants, you know, that we don't even take the time to worry about what we need. It's more I. Not what we need. It's what I need. You know,
yes, ma'am.
I'm guilty of the same thing. I'm not going to tell that lie. You know. But all of us are. We can say that, and we can sit here and talk to these brothers and say the sweetest little stuff. Oh, that's, you know, that's right, brother. And I'm going to cook bean soup for you. Oh, my God. You know how I have to get that stuff just makes me, oh, God. You know, what are you really like when you at home? I know how I am when I'm at home.
Right.
What are you really like when, you know, on your social time? What are you like?
Yes, ma'am.
Trust me, you hear Sister Sandra like this 24/7.
Yes, she is. I can bear witness.
Actually, it was a camera. Okay. You love me or leave me. Because I don't expect anything less from you. I don't expect anything, you know, sugar-coated from you. That's just like, you know, people used to say, you know, how they're doing this big argument now about the word nigger. And they say the N-word is so, so sanitized. You know?
Yes, ma'am.
It's so sanitized.
Yes, ma'am.
So, I mean, you know, the thing of it is, though, we just have to be honest and be ourselves. And then be patient with the person that you get with or you have an interest in. See, you are not going to get a perfect person. No such thing. I watched my parents grow up. Trust me, I can tell you stories make you roll.
I literally watched
my parents grow up.
Yes.
Sister Lissandra, I want to say something. Sister Lissandra, I talked to Sister Lissandra, I think, a couple of times on the phone or whatever. One or two times, I don't know. She's always cool, calm, collected. Sister Lissandra
would cool.
Be in the grocery store making. Well, no, we know, but we. I'm just saying. The way you're talking, this is going to be in a grocery store making grocery around a whole bunch of people and a bunch of noise and confusion. She's going to talk the same way she's talking now. You would never know. Seriously.
I love Lissandra because of her consistency. She's always real. I don't care if you're talking to her at 2:00 in the morning or 2:00 in the afternoon. She's gonna give it to you the same way every time, every day, and every hour of the day. So that, you know, that's my sister right there. She's a real soldier, a real trooper. Any brother that gets her is definitely gonna be blessed. You ain't got to ever worry about no lies, no games, no deception, no nothing. That's a true sister right there.
You know what? I'm gonna give an example of MGT who are really honest and true to who they are. You seen the movie The Matrix, right?
No, I don't really do crazy.
Never
Matrix.
Seen, okay, you need to do Matrix.
I heard about it.
Okay, there's a couple of sisters playing in that movie. One in particular is Niobe. Okay.
Okay.
Niobe is a captain of a ship. There's nothing against her being, you know, nothing that's taken away from her from being a woman. But at that time, she had to be in charge. She was tough. To the end of the movie, she cried. You know. But the point of it is, a lot of the sisters are like that.
Mm-hmm.
Until they feel the fort is being held down, they're gonna hold the fort. They're gonna hold the fort.
Do you think that the brothers may be intimidated by sisters who have to or have been forced into positions that they have to take on a leadership role, and maybe brothers just feel like they can't, or that we can't be feminine and still be women and still accept them because of what we've had to take over or partake in? Do you
think
that's
answered it? I think, but I'm going to tell you something. My father says, I can't say the way he said it, real men ain't worried about stuff like that.
Okay.
Okay. Real men are not worried about stuff. My mother was a white-collar administrator for many, many years, made four times more money than my dad did. Okay? My daddy worked at two plants. One of them, Bruce, one was Firestone. All right?
Yes, ma'am.
And but he my mother knew when to put on her white collar, you know, her white collar look, and then she knew when she had to sit there and just be lit. And my father covered that. But then that's something that sisters have to do. You have to know when to take your suit off. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
You got to learn when to take it off. Sometimes sisters don't know how to take it off. They
right.
don't.
Right.
But, I mean, brothers, if a brother is uncomfortable and intimidated, that's his own issue. Yes, that could be some of it. I don't think it's for all brothers, but that could be some of it, yes.
Okay.
Most definitely. Most
yes,
definitely.
Well,
I have a son that's 21, and I'm the roughest talking thing in here. And how can he manage me and two other sisters, his sisters, and we know how we get. And he doesn't raise his voice. Everybody tripping. Mama, look, please. You need to get over there. It's so-and-so. Could you please, Mama? Look. It, I mean, because never raises his voice. Because he learned, like, okay, I know how to deal with you. Okay. I know how to handle my sisters.
Yes, ma'am.
You know.
Yes,
so he knows how to treat women when he's out there with them. You know, he knows how to treat them. We ain't got to get all dramatic.
Yes, ma'am. Well, this is super comment. How much time we have? But I know the show was supposed to end at 7:30.
Okay.
Here, how
Let's
much see, time we
can
have?
Gidget.
Yes, sir.
Gidget. We have another call on the phone. 813. Can you go ahead and talk?
Is it 813 or 318 you looking at?
Hey, 318, man. What's up, Cat?
Hey, what's going on, man? What's going on?
You the man, dude. What's up with you?
Hey, everything's cool, man. I really enjoyed having a minute to listen to the sisters talk about the reality of the situation, you know? I mean, if it's a weak man, he need a strong woman. If it's a strong man, that woman need him. You know what I mean? And that's what I heard the sister saying. And,
right.
and it's all good. It's all good. I mean, we do have to recognize there's an order to this thing. We didn't make it up. I didn't wake up one morning and I say and come up with a plan.
You.
This is how we going to do it. This is old. We just play by the rules. We don't make them up. And the rules ain't never changed.
This guy right here is famous all over line. Everybody should know who he is. But if you guys don't, because he's in my circle, then let me fill you in a little bit. This guy's on registry. If you want to get registered, this guy will get you registered where everybody will know who you are and know what you got going on. If you have a business, that's what he works, that's what he does. So he's pretty famous. So he deals with a lot of mainstream artists, a lot of independent artists. He has the number one site, man. This guy has a site that has numerous and numerous on it. So if you guys, he's going to give you a little bit of information about himself. This is my friend, Top Cat.
Is Top Cat married?
No, baby, but I am happily involved with someone who loves being involved with me. Yeah.
Okay, just want to make sure, because we don't want nobody that's married on him.
I'm going to come back to that. Hey, y'all.
All right, give us some info, Top Cat.
Yeah, TopCatLive.com is an entertainment registry for professional entertainers, professional businesses that support the entertainers, and those businesses who have services that the entertainers rely on.
Okay. Now, I want to know when you get married to your one that you're so happily involved with. That's when I want to know. When the wedding?
Baby, the moment she told me that she was my woman, we was married.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. She say the same thing.
No.
Some of us still need outside confirmation. It's all good. It's all good. I should bring her in the room because that's exactly how she feels. She wants that outside confirmation, but it comes from in me. It's my woman.
Right.
It's my woman. I don't need somebody else to tell me. It's my woman. I'm going to do right by her. I'm going to do right by her for as long as I draw breath. That's my woman. You know?
I feel you, bro. Hey, whatever works
but
for
you.
But
you still want that paper, though, don't you? Yeah, it's
okay.
All good. I don't
but
blame
I'm
you
good
on that.
For you. I'm hoping for you, but thank you for coming on the show anyway.
Anytime.
And I hope
y'all invite me back.
I want you to come back. Business show, I need you to be back. I need all you business leaders and organizers and stuff to come back on when we do our economic development show. So please keep in touch with Nation Building. Keep in touch with Brother Caesar so we can reach out and touch you.
That'll be good.
Hey man, I'm gonna let you know what they got going on. They got something going on. I'll most definitely fill you in like I did just a minute ago. This is a great site, man. It's called Nation Building. They have a group on Facebook, Nation Building. Go there and join. Hey, you know what? I'll send you the link, man, so you won't be so hard to find. But if you type in Nation in the search bar at the top of Facebook, it probably will pop up because I think that's the only one they have online is the Nation Building. It's a good place, man. They got me involved with them. I'm the host now, so I've been doing it for like this is my second week. This is my second time with them. So we've been chopping it up, you know, getting this everybody out there involved. So I've been getting some people involved because I was like, you know, let's get it moving a little bit. So we got in touch with you and, you know, to get you on the phone. I told them about you last week. They probably don't remember. But do you guys remember me telling you about the brother that does the registry stuff online?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
This is the guy right here. And what he's gonna do is I'm gonna call him up and give him some information on you guys. If you can send me something to my email, a little bit of information to my email, then what I'll do is I'll call him up and give him the information on you guys so he can get you in his registry also.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Right away.
Hey Caesar. Hold on. Before this brother gets on the phone, I'm Brother Rakim Muhammad. I'm actually the founder and Sister Marilyn, my co-founder. Sister Gidget, she is so much more than an administrator. She's really so much more than that. But Sister Gidget is the woman that's, she's on you about this whole thing. Sister Gidget.
I'm their big sister. That's all I am. I'm their big sister. I have to make sure they're all right. That's what I am.
Listen, this is what I'm going to say, brother. This is what I'm going to do. Brother, me and you, I'm going to talk to you more, brother, because I need voice lessons from you, brother. I need voice lessons. That's what I need.
Hey, brother, cool, lady. Cool, lady.
Listen, I'm going to get the voice lessons. Brother, hypnotize these sisters, man. My mama and my grandma, they sitting here, they just in a daze. Like, who the hell is that man?
Same thing I said, I just love your voice, but too bad you take it. I was gonna consider getting married, but okay, but that's all right. That's cool.
Come on.
Listen,
all right.
Listen, I don't need. Hey,
oh man, you got me feeling some kind of way.
Okay. Listen, I don't need to learn how to do no damn singing. None of that. I just need voice lessons on how to talk. You know, like you talk. You know, to your woman. You know what I'm saying? We gonna be good though. I mean.
Hey, brother Raheem, this guy right here, he's always calm, cool, and collected. He's like one of those guys from back in the days, like the Magic, the Pimp movie.
Hey, listen,
he's like,
hey,
yeah,
he has that
swag about him, man. He has that swag about him. I met him once. I was lucky to meet him once in Memphis, Tennessee, and he's just
what
cool
in
person.
What you doing in Memphis, man?
Huh?
What you doing in Memphis?
I think that was Southern Exposure Magazine. Yeah, Southern Exposure Magazine at that time.
Oh, wow. That's my hometown. That's my stomping ground.
Oh, really? Who is
yeah.
that?
Sandra is originally from Memphis. She lives in Tampa, Florida now, but she's originally from Memphis. 55.
Who was Double Nickel,
Brother Anthony. That's right.
Who was that talking? Who was from Memphis?
That's me.
This is LaSandra. Come collect this.
Oh, okay, I got you. Yeah. LaSandra, okay, I got you.
That's
wow.
55, don't get it twisted. Remember Anthony?
Hey, guys, check it out. We're going to go to another song real quick. This guy right here, this is Mystical Lover. This is one of my artists right here. Check him out, and we're not going to be too long because we have like 27 minutes to go before this phone line ends, and I'm going to end it with another song, but first I'm going to bring you Mystical Love. The name of the song is Reach Me.
Yeah, Mystical Lover. Yeah, you just owe me to it one more time, you know.
Lover.
Yeah.
Part of my life, I'm mine, playing no game. Reach me by the bridge when
Mystical Lover, reach me. Hey, that guy right there, he writes his own music, he writes his own songs, so the music is written by him, and this song was written by him. This is my artist, right? Lover, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. Hello?
Yes. He sounds real good, brother. Listen, that's my cousin. I'm proud of the work that you do. I'm proud to have you with Nisha Building.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. Hey, hold on, man. I think Sister Kidja got bumped out. Let me get her another line. She's calling me up.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Sister Marilyn.
Yes, sir.
Your recording time is about to expire. Please finish your message within 8 seconds.
Uh-oh.
That wasn't recording time.
To send this message now, press pound. To replay your message, press 3.
I don't know what that is.
To send this message now, press pound. To replay your message, press 3. To send this message now, press pound. To replay your message, press 3.
It's over, isn't it? Is it
please
over?
Enter a command or this call will be ended. To send this message now, press pound. To replay your message, press 3.
What's going on?
Is Sister Gidget there?
I don't know.
I'm here. Yes,
okay.
She's on.
Gidget.
Y'all tried to do something. That's okay.
Are you there, Sister Gidget?
Yes, sir, I am. Thank you.
Okay. I see you now.
Okay, guys.
Sister Gidget, you can take the floor and tell them what you got going on.
Okay. Coming up this Thursday, we are going to get a little more serious here. We have an issue with the statistics of murders of black males by other black males. I know it's commonly called black-on-black crime. But, of course, this is motivated by the Trayvon Martin case, and that case really affected me deeply. And during my research, I have found some very disturbing statistics concerning our community and the deaths of young black men in particular in our communities. And so, you know, I'm not going to focus so much on stats, but I want to know from my family, my community, what can we do to turn this around? It's almost summertime. The young men are going to have a lot of idle time on their hands. We need to find something productive for them to do. We need to keep them focused. But more so than anything, we're going to have to show them love so they can learn to love themselves and love one another. Self-preservation is the first law of nature. And we are not going to have a future to worry about if we kill them off today. I'm not going to be all about stats. I don't want nobody calling me talking about, well, that stat is incorrect or this stat is incorrect. What is not incorrect is that our young black men are dying. So that's going to be the focus. And that's all I have.
Well, we have 19 minutes left, so we need to get with somebody else to speak. If anybody else out there wants to speak, you got plenty of time to do so. Speak now, or we get one more song in before we end this phone call also. So, Raheem or Miss Marilyn, do you guys want to speak and get something else going, or do you want me to play another song?
Well, I would say this right
here. That'd be nice. Go ahead.
You play another song? I want to say something before you play another song.
Okay.
For the listeners, I want to say something to all the listeners. We want you to stay tuned to Nation Building Radio Blog Talk Show. We want you to stay in tune because we're gonna have a whole bunch of stuff for you all to listen to. We gonna have plenty of music. edutainment. When I say edutainment, I mean education and entertainment. We're going to blow up. I mean, we are just starting off fresh now. And right now, you may not be so enthused about our radio show. Some of you may be damn enthused about our radio show, but we got so much more coming up. We got world famous DJ Black Caesar in the building. This is our own engineer. I mean, he's doing a wonderful job. He got the music, he got the artist. He had Top Cat. Brothers, if you want to learn how to hypnotize the hell out of a woman, listen, all you got to do is, hey, just stay tuned to us. We'll have Brother Top Cat come on some more. And you know,
yeah.
You can't be a Top Cat unless you're on the top. Believe that.
Yeah.
Y'all
hear me.
That's right.
This might be a little bit different when y'all hear me next time, because I'm going to call Top Cat for some lessons. Believe that. You just keep me in tune.
You're going to
be
in tune. Yeah, I'm going to most definitely get you in tune, man. I'm going to get Sister Giddy and Sister Marilyn the telephone number also so they can call them up and discuss whatever they want to talk about. But I'm going to get you guys hooked up.
I'm about to start now with my voice lesson. I'm going to teach my damn self until I talk to the brothers. So I'm
going to... I'd rather retain you.
Brother.
Get on him, Gidget.
Well, I know brother are probably going to play another song, but I want to take a minute out to thank Brother Caesar so much. And, you know, mm-hmm. I want you to know, Brother Caesar, that, you know, we don't take anybody for granted. So I cannot even express how much I appreciate you, because, once again, I just called him, what, two hours ago maybe? And he has come with no hesitation every time, and he gives so much, and he gives so fiercely. And, you know, I just have to thank God for people like that that come into our lives and really understand what we're about and how we can help each other, because this is what family and unity is about. And, you know, these have really enhanced nation building just in a couple times that he's been with us. And Caesar, I just want to thank you personally for all that you've done and always being there, brother. I really appreciate you.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that. I appreciate all you guys. I love this show. I love the movement. So I will most definitely be 100% with you guys.
And I love the way you say movement, because nation building, all you Facebookers out there, nation building is not just a group, it's a movement. And so, therefore, we're going to be doing a whole lot of more things on the site and off the site that you may or may not know anything about. But if you follow us on Facebook and you stay in tune with nation building, you will see a lot of progress, you know, within our movement. You will see a lot of things that we'll be doing. We're going to be working the United States government from the top to the bottom. We networking with all our brothers and sisters, both Muslim and Christian. We networking, trying to make heaven on earth for our people, because white people build their heaven on earth, but then the black folks been catching hell for 400 years here in the wilderness of North America, and we're building a nation, meaning we're going to build our heaven on earth with the help of Almighty God, Allah. And know this for sure, if you don't know anything about Mr. Farrakhan, Google that man. Go on YouTube, Mr. Farrakhan. That is the man of the hour. I want to make sure that everybody out there knows that Mr. Farrakhan is our leader. Well, I'll put it like this. He's our brother and servant, because Mr. Farrakhan told us not to call him our leader. He said the messenger under Elijah Muhammad is the leader. He's our brother and servant. But look to that man, Mr. Farrakhan. He's the man of the hour. Farrakhan, Google him, YouTube him. That's the man of the hour. And so, with that being said, Sister Marilyn.
Yes, sir. I know you always want to put me on the spot, but, you know, I want to thank all the listeners, you know, for tuning in tonight. Also, I want to thank Brother Caesar, you know, like Sister Gibbs said, you know, you took your time out, you know, to help us, and you have been a whole lot of help to, you know, us and Nation Building. And, you know, we wanted to, you know, thank you, and, you know, I appreciate everything that you have done so much for us. So, you know,
thank
I
you.
Wanted to, you know, let you know that, you know, for myself.
Thank you very much.
But, you know, everybody, you know, need to tune in. Yes, sir. You need to tune in for next week, you know, with Sister Gidget. You know, with Nation Building.
New York. I just wanted to remind you that Brother Jason X Alori out of New York, month number 7, is also going to be on the panel next week.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. But, you know, once again, I just want to thank everybody again, and that's it.
And we also want to thank Missing Administrator. He's probably out there getting ready to drop a CD. Something. What's up, Brother Derek? Much
yeah.
love. We
love
you.
Yes,
we
yes, yes.
We get on this radio, man. But next time.
Precision, precision, precision. That's the name of the group, isn't it? Is that the name of the group, Precision?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Precision going to be definitely in the building.
Oh, yeah.
Are you still with us? Sister Lysandra,
uh-huh.
You still with us?
You said Sister Lysandra?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Yes, sir.
You
I'm
know,
here.
So we thank you for hanging around and talking to us. It's always a pleasure. So whenever you want to come talk to us, if you want to come host something, you just let us know. You're more than welcome to come along. Seriously.
Yes, sir.
I mean,
thank you. I'll face it
too long. I mean, you've been a great supporter of Nation Building. And we appreciate your membership, sister. We appreciate your sisterhood. We appreciate you. So
praise be to Allah. Thank you, Brother Rakim.
Yes, ma'am. So I want to make
yes,
that.
Ma'am.
And we appreciate the whole Nation Building. So if anybody in Nation Building, if you got an idea, please inbox Sister Marilyn, Sister Gidget, or myself, or Brother Derek D. Nice, and or you can inbox Brother Caesar. You know, we gonna get this thing cracking. Believe me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
Okay, guys. Well, look, we got 11 minutes to go. I'm gonna play another song. This song you guys already heard it. It's Climax by Usher. I'm gonna play that again because we're gonna get some more music loaded up. We didn't have time today. I only had time to load 2 songs. Because the show was getting ready to start, and I only had time to load 2 songs. So we'll get some more music next week. We'll have some more music involved with what we got going on. Basically, it'll be some spiritual music. So I'll let you guys know that, and we'll get involved with everybody that's on the phone. You guys just stay tuned and stay locked in. Nation Building, this is how we do it, man. This is what we do on Thursday nights, guys. Keep it locked right here. It's going down.
The world that we've reached a climax. We're together now, we're love is the blood that keeps raining down. Where are you now when I need you around? I'm on my knees, but it seems we're going nowhere fast. We've reached a climax. We're together now. So we choose to run away. Do
wasn't enough. You get upset. We argue too much. We made a mess of what it used to be love. So why do I care? I care at all.
And the week after, it's a two-part series. I am going to try to get Tavis Smiley on. I know him very well. I'm going to try to get him to call in for a few minutes. This issue is so serious, and it's so near and dear to a lot of us who are losing our children, losing our men every day. If we're losing them to the streets and to death, losing them to incarceration and prisons and people, we have to be the ones to turn this around. We sit up the whole position train and not be proactive and getting problems. It's all of us, and we have to stop being afraid of our children and stop being afraid of each other. And we're going to have to be the ones that's going to be the ones and the correction that God is calling us to make within ourselves and within our community and within our faith. So it's my prayer that all of you call in and participate. I can't even stress enough about how important it is to look at information every day. So I want to take you to a he's an FOI. He's out there fishing every day, trying to get other FOI, trying to get people back to God. Rakim, can you give us a comment on the upcoming talk show this week?
You were cutting out real bad on me. I didn't really hear what you said.
Okay, no, I was talking about the topic for next week, about our black men dying.
Definitely. You want me to speak on that?
Yes, sir. Now.
We do have a problem with black men dying in cities all across the America. Most black men in most cities don't live to see the age of 25. and that is a tragedy and a curse. It seems like a curse that we definitely need to jump on top of and prevent it. Like you say, the summer is coming up, and you get a lot of black men or don't have jobs. The unemployment rate is high in America for black men, so therefore that caused a lot of black men to get in trouble trying to sell drugs or trying to find something to do to keep themselves occupied, but most of them end up either dead or in jail. And if you pay attention to statistics, in the summertime when it gets hot, that's when you have the most murders, the most homicides across the country. And those homicides are black-on-black crimes, and that is something that we must definitely take care of. We need to really educate our black men on how to love one another, love themselves. First, you got to love God. You got to love yourself, and then you love one another.
Mm-hmm.
Once we educate our black men on that, we can keep our cities and our streets and our neighborhoods and communities safe. And that is something we're definitely going to we battle in this. It's an everyday battle. So we're definitely going to jump on top of that.
2 minutes.
Okay.
Two minutes.
Sister Allen.
Yes, ma'am.
Give us a comment about the topic next week. You're the mother of a young man. Let us hear from your mother.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I'm a mother of a... Excuse me? I'm a mother of an 18-year-old. It's the time that we live in. We have to, really protect our children. You know, our children is our future. And, you know, as a single mother, you know, I have to protect what is mine. And so we have to, you know, as black people, we have to be more productive, you know, in our community, in our school with our children. We have to be more productive with our people. And we have to, you know, we have to come together and come together that we can keep, you know, our children and especially our young boys off the street. We're going to have to, like they said, you do better. And so we're going to have to come together as one and come up with, you know, many ways that we can, you know, stop the violence, stop the crime. You know, we're killing one another and just have to stop. You know, so tune in next week. You know, Sister Jesuit and Brother Jason X, and you will get a treat. So that's all I wanted to share. That's it.
30 seconds.
Take us home, Brother Caesar. Tell us.
I'm sorry?
Take us home. Tell us something.
Okay, well, hey, this is Nathan Spilling, Dad. This is Nathan Spilling, you come on live on Thursdays at 8 o'clock. So be here at 8 o'clock, and it's going down. Thank you. God bless you all.
Thank you, everybody.